Welcome to Evangelism on Fire podcast. My name is Mark Thomas, an ordained pastor, a teacher of the best-selling book of all time, your host, and most importantly, your evangelism coach. Every episode, I bring you an inspiring message to help you live the most exciting life God has created you to live by actively sharing your faith in Jesus with others. I believe in the power of the gospel and the potential of all Christians to live out the mission of the Great Commission. I believe the best way for Christians to grow is to go. It's time for a revolution in every Christian's life around the world so that every person everywhere around the world can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ from a friend or family member through one-on-one evangelism. I'm so thankful for our time together today. I absolutely love spending time with you, Evangelism on Fire Nation. I believe this podcast will truly inspire you, and I believe it will inspire so many people that you know. And if you're inspired and feeling moved to share this, then please message some friends, post this on social media, and let people know about this episode so we can get this message out there more. I appreciate you and everyone listening right now. And a quick reminder, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, to rate it, to review it, spread the word on social media, and spread the message of Evangelism on Fire forward.
The youth today represent the future of our country. Many of them are putting their hope in everything other than God. They are being deceived. Grandparents aren't taking their grandkids to church like they did in the past. The church has been dwindling, which means the younger generation is not hearing about God and His Word nearly as much as they used to. That's why it is so important for us to get in front of them and make sure that worldly desire is not leading them astray. We want to let them know that there is hope for them through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. In order to do this and to make an impact, we need your help. We need you to join us on this mission of being an inspiration for the younger generation. To do this, become a partner at Evangelism on Fire Ministry. Being a partner means making a commitment to give whatever you can to help us on our mission. We can't do this without you. We can't do this without the support of God's kingdom. Let's reach the world with the most important message that exists, the gospel message. Join us for the plans we have for ministry in 2023 by becoming an Evangelism on Fire Ministry partner by going to today's show notes and clicking on the giving link to become a monthly partner by setting up a monthly donation or go to our website, evangelismonfire.com. Click on the donate button to give a monthly reoccurring donation or a one-time gift. Thank you for joining us to give hope to the world.
Evangelism on Fire Nation, welcome to today's episode, episode 160. And in today's episode, this is what I want you to know. I want you to know, and I want you to feel this deep down in your bones. God will give you the power. Now, you guys know that Evangelism on Fire podcast exists to empower and coach you to live the most exciting life God has created you to live by actively sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Now, you guys know that my calling, my purpose, and the greatest honor and privilege that I have is to empower you and all Christians to boldly share their faith in Jesus with others. It is so needed today. And you guys know that I realize that this may not be the easiest thing to do, to engage in the mission of the Great Commission. I know that. I know that sharing the gospel message can be challenging, it can be difficult, it can seem almost impossible to you. Maybe you're someone who shares their faith in Jesus, you share the gospel message on a regular basis. Maybe you're thinking about sharing your faith in Jesus with others. You're thinking about beginning to evangelize. I don't know where you're at right now as you follow Jesus, but if you are going to be involved with evangelism, sharing the boom, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, you've got to decide, are you going to go all in engaging in the mission of the Great Commission? And one thing that I want you to know is that once you make that decision, God will give you the power. He will equip you. He will give you everything that you need to share your faith in Jesus with others. So this morning, I'm driving to the gym. I pull up in the parking lot. I'm sitting in my car and I have a time of prayer. I pray to God, asking God to give me the power to share the gospel message with someone today. I'm praying to God and I said, God, I believe that there's someone in this gym today who does not know you, who needs to know you. God, I'm making myself available. I'm keeping my head on a swivel. I'm looking for God-sized opportunities to share the gospel with someone. I asked God to arrange an encounter for that to happen. And I said, God, if there's no one in here to share the gospel message with today, set up a divine appointment for me to pray with someone, to bring joy into their life. Use me in some capacity to share your love with someone. So that was my prayer today. I go into the gym. Man, I'm having a great workout. It's an intense workout. And I pass by this man. And this man, he's an older man. He's 86 years old. And let me tell you something, Evangelism on Fire Nation. This guy, he is full throttle. He's in the gym 6 days a week. This guy is a powerhouse. He's in great shape for his age. And man, he just comes in to the gym. And every time I see him, man, he's hitting the weights hard. He's doing his cardio. He comes in to conquer. I'm talking about this man is in beast mode. But I noticed today he's moving slow. I've never seen this man move so slow since I've known him. And I'm just observing him. And as I observe him, I'm wondering, what is he thinking? What is he feeling? And I'm just thinking to myself, and I'm talking to God silently in my mind, and I'm thinking, hey, does this man have a medical condition? Why is he moving so slow? This is just unlike his normal flow. I begin to pray for him. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, I walk by to go to a machine. It's called the standing calf raises machine. Yeah, today's leg day. Come on now. So I hit those legs, had an amazing leg workout. It was time to finish off the workout with some standing calf raises. Who knows what I'm talking about out there? So I'm on the standing calf machine. I'm doing my calf raises. I'm on my second set. And this man starts talking to me. His name is George. And he says this to me, Evangelism on Fire Nation. He says, man, I am moving slow today. And I realize that Father Time is catching up with me. Now, for this man to say something like that is so out of his normal character. This man, as I mentioned earlier, he's full throttle. I've never seen any type of weakness in him, like low energy. I've never seen this man over the years that never seen him not in full throttle mode. That's what I'm trying to say. And for him to say something like that, God put in my heart right then and there, hey, this man is the man that I've got that divine appointment set for you. This is the man that I want you to share the gospel with. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, look, I'm just going to be totally transparent with you. I don't often share my fear, the doubts that I have before I evangelize to someone, before I share the gospel message with someone. So God put in my heart at that moment. But you know what I did? I walked away and I'm experiencing overwhelming fear. Now, keep in mind, I had absolutely no doubt that God put this man in front of me to share his gospel message with. But the truth is, I'm somewhat intimidated by this man, and I experienced overwhelming fear. So I walked away from him. I went to the opposite end of the room, and I'm thinking to myself, I know God has put in my heart to share Jesus with this man. I went, and I was stretching out, and I had to realize that God will give me the power. I had fear. I had doubt. I had a million reasons why I shouldn't share the gospel message with this man. But I also knew that this was the time. This was the place. Now, today was the time for me to share the gospel with this man. So Evangelism on Fire, maybe you faced that before. I face it a lot. And again, I don't share this with you. But today, man, I feel like if I share this experience with you, it's going to help you. It's going to help you break through your fears. Because I realized today for the first time, I mean, really, really grasp this today, that God will give you the power when you decide to share your faith in Jesus with others. He will give you the power that you need right when you need it. And I love the quote from Ray Comfort. He says, when the gospel is preached, there will be true and false conversions. And that is so true. It's not up to us which of those conversions will happen. It's up to us. It's our calling. It's a mandate. It's our honor and privilege that God has given to all Christ followers. And today I knew in the moment that I needed not to be bold, right? Because there was no boldness in me at all. 0%. I'm talking about evangelism on fire. What I needed was instant obedience. I realized in the moment that if I walked out of that gym today and never shared the gospel with him today, his name is George, if I wasn't instantly obedient and if I did not make a decision right there in the moment that I could pass up this opportunity, and I'm looking at this man, my friend, George, 86 years old, and I'm thinking this could be his last day on planet Earth. I've never seen him this slow, this weak, this frail. I'm thinking in my mind that if I pass up this opportunity, there may never be an opportunity for me to share the gospel. I had to make a decision. And I made a decision, Evangelism on Fire Nation, to have instant obedience. So I kept my eye on George. I'm on the opposite room that he is. I'm stretching out like I do after every single workout. And as I'm stretching out, I have to remind myself that every day I pray, asking God to sanctify me through his truth. His word is truth. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, you know what I did? I started to trust in the word of God and lean on the word of God to give me strength in the time of my weakness. I knew that God would give me the power that I needed to share the gospel message with George, but man, I had to dig in. I had to overcome every single doubt. I had to overcome all of those fears. I had to work through all that negative talk that, yes, I believe Satan was putting in my mind, and I made a choice. I made a choice. And there's some of you out there, you are in the same place that I was at today. You're at a place where you know God is calling you to share the gospel with a friend, maybe a family member, maybe it's someone you go to school with, maybe it's someone you work with. I don't know who that person is, but you're in the same place that I was at earlier today. And I want to encourage you. This is what I did. And maybe this could be something that you will do. So God will give you the power that you need to carry out the mission that he's called you on. And I'm telling you, Evangelism on Fire Nation, I want you to hear this. I am so thankful that I made a decision of instant obedience. I am so thankful that I made that choice, because as soon as I made that choice, God gave me the power. So here's what I did, Evangelism on Fire Nation. I leaned on the scriptures found in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. I trusted that God would give me the power that I needed, because I remember in his word, he says that my strength is perfect in weakness. I had to have this self-talk and remind myself, hey, I am weak. I want to share the gospel message with this man. He needs the gospel message. I don't know the condition of his soul, but I want to find out what the condition of his soul is. I want to know that when he passes away, has he received the free gift of salvation? I wanted to make sure that his soul is headed for the right destination. So I reminded myself that my strength is perfect in weakness. I'm not relying on myself. I'm relying on God to give me the power that I needed to share my faith in Jesus with him. I reminded myself of what Ephesians 6:10 and 11 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not my might. My weakness had nothing to do with the situation. I just needed to be obedient. I needed to trust that God would give me the power. I needed to remind myself to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, I pulled out my phone. I opened up my Bible app. Now, I know this verse verse of scripture by heart, of course, probably like you do, but man, I wanted to read it. I wanted to dig down and read the Word of God. I wanted to, God, to activate His power in me by reading this. And I'm reading this verse of scripture in Acts 1:8. And as I'm reading this, I'm looking at George and I'm praying to God. And as I read this verse in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And I started talking to God. I said, God, your spirit resides within my body. What I need is I need your full anointing power. I prayed asking the Holy Spirit to activate within me to full anointing power. I asked the Holy Spirit, that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. I was reminding myself that the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead resides in me. And I am praying that God will activate that power with full power. So I'm looking at Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Yes, and I'm reminding myself, I've got that. Power. I've got God's full power residing in me, and I'm calling on that power to activate, and you will be my witnesses. And I'm talking to myself, I'm like, God, I want to be your witness right here in this gym today. You are calling me to be your witness and share the gospel with George. And you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And I'm reading that verse, and I kind of change that verse up a little bit, and I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to God, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in this gym called American Family Swift Creek, come on now, in Midlothian, Virginia. And I told God, I said, I am your witness here at this very moment in time at American Family Swift Creek Gym. I do not have the power to do this on my own. I'm calling on your spirit, the Holy Spirit, to give me the power that I need. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, I went over to George and I said, hey, George, you mentioned earlier that Father Time is catching up with you. And I said, man, I got to tell you something. I've been seeing you come into this gym for years and I've never seen you with this low energy. I said, it's obvious that you're moving slow. What's going on? And he says, you know what? I've never felt like this in my life. I've never felt this low energy, and Father Time is catching up with me and I can feel it. So I used that as a springboard into the conversation. I said, how old are you? You're 86 years old. Is that right? He said, yeah, I'm 86 years old. And he said, listen to this. My mother died. She lived to be 115 years old. And I said, George, did you say 115 years old? He said, that's right. He said, I had one sister. She lived to be 97 years old. I had another sister. She lived to be 95 years old. And I said, man, God has gifted you and your family with some amazing genetics. He said, but I'm feeling my age and I'm just wondering how much more time I have left on this earth. And I said, oh, okay. Now this conversation has turned into the exact conversation I wanted to have in Evangelism on Fire Nation. I asked him this question. Hey, George, what do you think happens when you take your last breath on this earth? And he started to tell me, I don't really know. I asked him, I said, do you believe in God? He said, I do believe in God. He says, I go to church. And I shared Evangelism on Fire Nation. I shared with him the gospel message. I said, you know what, George, you go to church. You're faithful at attending church, he was telling me. But I want to know, have you made a decision to trust Jesus as your Savior? Have you made a decision to receive his free gift of salvation? Do you know 100% for certainty that when you leave this earth, that you'll be in heaven? In Evangelism on Fire Nation, he said he didn't know 100%. He said, does anyone know for 100% that they'll be going to heaven? I said, well, I'll tell you this. Jesus, his plan of salvation is laid out to where you could be assured with 100% certainty that you'll be going to heaven when you die and that you're in a relationship with Jesus here on earth. And I said, you know what, George, I've known you for a while. You're an amazing man. We've never had this conversation before. I love you so much that I want to know. I want to know that you know that your eternity is set. So he said, Mark, you know what? I don't know. And the church that I attend, it's a Catholic church, and they don't really share the gospel at the church that I attend. And he said, it's so hard to hear the priest because he has an accent that I can't understand. And I asked George, I said, hey, do you read the Bible for yourself? And he says, no. Then he says, I've read the Bible, just short parts of the Bible, but I've never read the Bible before. And I said, look, what I'm going to be sharing with you is God's plan of salvation. It's called the gospel. It's called the good news of how you come into a relationship with Jesus, how you can receive the free gift of salvation. And I went into sharing the gospel message with him. And he believed that we're all sinners. He believed that God is real. There was no doubt Evangelism on Fire with what he shared with me about his belief that God was real, that God existed. He believed in heaven. He believed in hell. He also believed in purgatory. He believed that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He believed that to offer us atonement, to offer us, forgiveness of our sins, and to demonstrate his love for us. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, when I was focusing on the part that Jesus died to demonstrate his love for us, his whole countenance changed. I said, George, I want you to realize how much God loves you. He wants you to know that. I want you to know that. And as I'm explaining God's love to him, it's amazing how his body was reacting to the good news as I was sharing it with him. And I said, George, I know you believe in purgatory, but let's not talk about purgatory right now. Let's just focus on heaven and hell. And he believed that Jesus resurrected, coming back to life 3 days later. And I asked him, I said, have you ever wondered why that happened, George? And he said, yes, to offer that same resurrection power to all those who believe in the gospel message. And I said, exactly, yes, sir. That's exactly why he did that. And he did that to demonstrate to humanity that he is the one and only true living God. In Evangelism on Fire Nation, while we're having this conversation, I am in my mind thanking God, praising God that he gave me the power to lead this conversation, to share the gospel message with George. And I am just so thankful for the Holy Spirit giving me power to share the gospel. I'm so thankful that I made that instant choice of obedience. You see, again, I said this earlier, but it's obedience that gives us boldness. It's not our own strength. It's only the strength of God. And I'm so thankful that that instant obedient choice that I made activated the power of the Holy Spirit within me. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit took over that conversation. I was just a willing person, a willing vessel to share the gospel message. And once I made that decision and started to speak, it's God's Spirit that took over and gave me every word to share with George. So I let George know. I communicated this to him. I said, again, George, I want you to know this, but God gives us his love in that while we are yet still sinners, Christ died for our sins. And I'm telling you, Evangelism on Fire Nation, as I'm sharing about how much God loves him, his whole countenance, his body is moving in a way that I've never seen a body move before. And he's telling me, Mark, I've never heard about the love of God like this before. I never heard that God loves me so much. And I'm just amazed looking at his body, his breathing, everything about his physical being changed. And I could see that God's Spirit was connecting with him. And I asked him, I said, George, you believe all this that we're talking about? And he said, without a doubt, I've never heard this presented to me before. And I believe all of this. Yes, I do. And I said, let me share something with you. You know, God tells us through his word that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That shall be saved part, George, means that you, if you pray this prayer after believing the good news, the gospel, you pray a prayer, and that's how you and your eternal destination is secure. That's how you begin your relationship with God on this earth. And I asked him, I said, have you ever prayed that prayer before? And he said, no, he never has. And I said, George, I would love to lead you in that prayer of you accepting Jesus into your heart and into your life and you making Jesus your Savior and your Lord, you know, the leader of your life. I would love to lead you in that prayer right here, right now. What do you think? He said, no. Okay, that did not happen the way I thought it was going to happen. It did not end the way I thought it was going to end. Quite surprised. And I asked him, why not? I said, what is going to keep you from saying that prayer right here, right now? And he gave me some personal reasons based on the Catholic faith. I don't want to share that with you right now. That was personal. And I want to honor this man, George, 86 years old, who I love dearly. That's just something that's between me, him, and the Lord. But I respected the reason why he didn't want to say the prayer. But I want to note that he believed the gospel message. So let me ask you this question. You can answer this in our Facebook group page today, our Evangelism on Fire Facebook group page today. Does it matter if he said the prayer or not? Okay, I want you to go to our Evangelism on Fire Facebook group page now and answer this question. I hope there's some great dialogue about this. So George, he believed the gospel message, but he chose not to say the prayer. Is he saved? Is he born again or not? Go to the Evangelism on Fire Facebook group page now. Man, I want to hear your comments of what you think. I know the answer to this, but I want to hear the answers that you have. I want to hear the comments that you have. Evangelism on Fire Nation, this is the reason why I made today's pod episode. I want you to know that God will give you the power. You may think you're not worthy to share the gospel. You're wrong. You may think that you're not qualified to share the gospel. Well, you are if you are a born-again believer. You may think that you will not overcome your fears in your attempt to share the gospel with people. Hey, instant obedience. I want you to know this. God will give you the power that you need. But we have to make a decision in our life as a Christ follower. Are we going to be obedient in engaging in the mission of the Great Commission that God himself has mandated us, he's commissioned us to engage in? He has saved us to serve him. And one of the ways that we serve him is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel message with people. If we're going to be true followers of Jesus, we've got to be a people who share the good news, who share the boom, who share the gospel message actively as a lifestyle. And I know, easier said than done, Evangelism on Fire Nation, but I want you to know this. I experience overwhelming fear just like I did when I was evangelizing with George, when I was sharing the good news with him. I felt overwhelming fear. I had so many doubts. I was trying to talk myself out of it. Hey, not today. Now's not a good time. Maybe tomorrow, maybe some other time. I was using every excuse in the book, Evangelism on Fire Nation. I understand the fears that you need to overcome because I overcome them on a regular basis. I understand the doubts that you'll face when it comes to sharing your faith in Jesus with others. I know the worries that you have, the concerns that you have, the doubts that you have. I know all of those things about you, and I know that some of those emotions, some of those fears, some of those reasons have kept you from sharing your faith in Jesus with others. It has kept you from sharing the good news, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. But I also know that if you are a born-again believer with the Spirit of God residing within your body, you have a deep desire to share the gospel message with people. And I want to encourage you, do not give up. Always pray, asking God to use you to lead other people to Jesus Christ as their Savior. I want you to know that God will give you the power that you need to accomplish this. Yes, he will. I want you to know that if he'll do it for me, he will surely do it for you. I want you to know that God will use you to reach people that no one else can reach on planet Earth but you. I want you to know that your strength is made perfect in weakness. I want you to know that if you are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, He is going to give you the power that you need to reach those people that He wants you to reach with the gospel message. And I want you to know this, Evangelism on Fire Nation, that you have power, the power of the Holy Spirit that's within you. If you call upon that Holy Spirit power and you ask the Holy Spirit to give you the strength, to give you the power, to give you the courage, to give you whatever it is that you need to share the gospel message with someone, the Holy Spirit power, the same resurrection power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. Come on now, did you hear what I said? The same resurrection power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is within you. I'm telling you right here, right now, Evangelism on Fire Nation, when you, when I, when we call on that power, God's going to give you the power that you need to share the good news with someone. And you will become His witness, telling people about Him everywhere, in your Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and God will use you to lead many people to Jesus, to the ends of the earth. If you make a choice today that you will not go your entire life without sharing the gospel message with at least three people, Evangelism on Fire Nation. Make a deal with yourself. Make up your mind right here, right now. Do not go your entire life on this earth without sharing the gospel message with at least three people. If you depend on God, God will give you the power. He will equip you. He will give you everything that you need to lead someone to Jesus as your Savior. Your job is just to decide that you will commit, that you will be faithful in engaging in the mission of the Great Commission, and you will decide to have instant obedience when God puts in your heart to share the good news with someone, to share your faith in Jesus with someone. And when you make that choice of instant obedience, you trust in God and you trust in the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, God will use you to bring heaven to earth. God will use you to lead people to Jesus as their Savior and leader. God will use you to be the catalyst, to be the vessel to show God's love to someone's life here on earth and for eternity. I want to encourage you that God will give you the power that you need to evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ to many people, and He wants to use you. I love you, Evangelism on Fire Nation. I'm praying that God will use you, give you the strength, the power, and the confidence that He wants to use you. And through the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the spreading of the boom, God will use you to lead many people to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have the best week of your life. And make sure to join me for next week's episode. Thanks so much for your time with me today. It's been an amazing time, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey of sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Make sure to check out today's podcast show notes for a description of today's show along with other super important details. And also make sure to share this with a friend and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts as well. I really appreciate your feedback, Evangelism on Fire Nation. So share a review on Apple and let me know what part of this episode resonated with you the most. And hey, if no one has told you lately, God loves you, I love you, you matter, and you have divine purpose. Now it's time to go out there and share the boom, the gospel message with others. Make sure to join me for our next episode.